Firesides is a series of live community-run interviews built on app.net. Found someone you want to learn more about? Nominate them to be a future guest. Head over to the Fireside site and let us know who you want to chat with. Read past chats and join us for the next live interview. You don't need an app.net account to read a Fireside's chat, but you will need one to participate. Visit us at firesid.es.
Welcome to episode 27 of Discover ADN, a podcast dedicated to learning more about the many creative, intelligent, and interesting people that use app.net to communicate with the world. My name is Jason Irwin, and I am the host of this program. Join me in attaching a voice to the words and avatars we see flowing through our timeline, while also getting to know a little bit more about the people who make our social network such a nice place to visit. Want to be in the show or recommend somebody you think is interesting? Get in touch on app.net by sending a message to DiscoverADN. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with Saket Kulkarni, who goes by his first name on app.net. Like many technology specialists, he's an autodidact with a critical eye for software. He's also a host on the On Again, Off Again League of Easily Distracted Gentlemen podcast. Please join me in welcoming Saket to Discover ADN. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me. It's a real honor to be here.
Well, thank you for joining me. Let's get right down to business. Can you tell us, when did you join app.net?
I joined app.net on the 12th of August, 2012. So very shortly after it started up, I was one of the original backers.
And can you tell us, why did you join app.net?
For the same reason a lot of people have mentioned, I think, already on this podcast. I was unhappy with Twitter. They were squeezing out developers, and I was not very happy with the kind of ad-based way they were going. I heard about ADN via John Gruber on Daring Fireball. I thought, hey, let's have a look. I'm always happy to support new initiatives when I can. And I really like the idea of a paid service where my data would be my own, because that's been an issue for me on a lot of other social media. And so I said, well, let's give that a try. It was, I had to swallow a little. $50, I think, was the initial investment. But I said, okay, let's give that a go. And that's how it started.
You use your first name on app.net. Can you tell us, why do you do this? Why not use a pseudonym?
I used to use a pseudonym on Twitter, and then I decided, well, I don't really know. I'm not talking about particularly controversial things. And I thought, if I'm going to be on social media, I like the idea of being myself. And the other side to it as well is I was thinking about privacy and data, sort of the tracks you leave. And it's very easy for people to steal your identity or pretend to be somebody other, or to be you. So I said, you know, it'd be nice to have a track record that people know who I am, that they know about me, and that they have some points to verify that. So it was kind of scary initially, because I thought, well, I might run into trouble. People might, find out where I live or make too many connections. So far, it hasn't been a problem. But I figured it's good to stand behind what you say and be on record. So that's why.
Let me ask a slightly different question. Dalton has made the decision to wind down app.net. The service itself will continue for the foreseeable future, but the company itself has shut down. What was your reaction to this news?
I wasn't surprised. I was a little disappointed, because I was hoping they had something big coming, something that would surprise us all in a positive way. And I was a little disappointed that didn't happen, but I understood completely. And I, at various times on app.net, have gotten into discussions about, well, what's the future and how are things going and what sort of things should we see more or less of? And they could sometimes be very tedious. I know people got very tired of those discussions at various points, but Yeah, I wasn't surprised. And I feel bad that it came to this. Being an original backer, I would obviously like to have seen it really rise even further. On the other hand, you know, it's not gone yet. I mean, sure, we're going down into maintenance mode maybe, and things are being open sourced. So, you know, I don't want to immediately come out and say, well, you know, ADN is dead. It's the service is still up. People are still there. We're still posting. So let's enjoy the ride while it's there and see where it goes.
So on that note, what would you like to see more of on app.net in the future?
The same thing I've been saying for a while. I'd like to see more users. I'd like to see more conversations, more banter. I'll get to that in a minute, but I quite enjoy joking around with people on app.net. I mean, a lot of the previous guests I've listened to so far are not always serious, but are quite serious. You know, they have very kind of goal-oriented things for ADN, which I do too. I mean, I do like talking about tech, and I do like talking about politics, but also like just having fun, kidding around, getting people to laugh, talking about funny things. And it's nice when you've got an active community that is into that, that just, you know, people respond to what you say. And I don't really like seeing people isolated, certainly on a social network. I think, well, you know, if you're on there and you're feeling lonely, that's just very sad. So, you know, if people reach out to me or, you know, I catch a post where people are kind of opining about their situation, I do my best to be inclusive. And I'd like to see more of that.
All right. Let's change gears a little bit. Can you tell us, what do you like to be known for?
Oh, that is such a tough question. I've been thinking about that because I knew it was going to come. I have the advantage of having listened to earlier podcasts. You know, I don't really have a very focused answer to that. I'd like to make a difference in people's lives, in the world. I don't really have a clear plan for that as yet, and I'm trying out different things. Being a father, I'd like to, you know, leave a better world for my kids. Yeah, I like to help people out, and sometimes I think the small things are as important as the big things. So it's not always about, you know, huge, massive changes to the world, although if I can do that, that'd be great. But just, you know, making somebody's day better, helping somebody out, making them feel better about themselves, those sorts of things are very important and sometimes can make a much bigger impact than you realize. So for me, also on ADN, in the early days, I did a lot that I could to help new users feel included. Even now, when I can, you know, if I can reach out to someone and help them out with something, that's, I guess, something, I don't know if I want to be known for it, but that's something I've found very important. Well, I actually did an earlier podcast on ADN very briefly. There was a book club, which I think is still run by Sean Troop. And we were going to read books, and then we decided to set up a podcast, Sean Troop, me, and Sneegan. It was Sneegan's idea, I think. And we were going to record book discussions. And that was the very first podcast I did. I'd wanted to do one for a while, but I never really thought I had any kind of expertise or anything area I was very well known for that I thought, well, you know, people are going to want to listen to my opinion about something. So I never really had the opportunity. So when I was invited to do the Book Bites podcast, I really enjoyed that. And at the time, I asked Charles G., who is one of the gents now, in private, well, what did he think about the Book Bites podcast? And Charles said, you know, Sackett, I really enjoyed it, except I'm very frustrated when I listen to podcasts because I keep talking at the thing. I like to interact. So when I, you know, when I hear something, I actually have quite a bit of trouble with the fact that it's not interactive. So I said, you know, Charles, I would love to do a podcast with you. And he's like, oh, that sounds fun. What would it be about? And I said, well, you know, if you asked me, there's two other people I think I'd like to involve in it because they're both conversationalists. And at the time on ADN, we were doing a lot of banter and conversation. I said, I'd really like to get Cunarders, Rich, and Kareem. Because these are both sort of, yeah, I don't know, they're very polite and friendly, but at the same time, very funny. And we used to love having these conversations on ADN. And I said, you know, it would be awesome to have a podcast that's less focused, because almost every podcast can be grouped into some category. It's delineated towards, you know, tech or some specialistic area. And I said, you know, it would be fun to have a podcast that's just about conversation, that's meandering. That's like, you know, four people getting together and just having a talk about whatever. And that's sort of where the idea was born. And we played around with ideas for a name. And we wanted to make it very clear that this wasn't going to be a podcast where you click in and in 10 minutes you've learned something new and it's been a wonderful addition to your day. The idea very much from the start was, let it be meandering. Let it be riffing off each other. Let it be fun. And people can tune in, listen to the bits they want, and tune out whenever they want.
So you created the Seinfeld of podcasts.
I suppose you could say that, yeah. and we have very serious intentions to be a very regular podcast. Unfortunately, we're in four different parts of the world, and we're all very busy. We like to call it distracted. Let's say we're distracted gentlemen, but we're very busy. And it's been a logistical challenge getting us all together in one time frame to record. So that's generally the reason it's been an on-again, off-again podcast. So we're very still committed to it. But it's like today we're hopefully going to record. I already know one of the gents can't make it. So we're going to have to decide, are we going to record with three, or are we going to wait and try to reschedule?
Do you have any other podcast ideas in mind for the future?
Not really. I mean, for me, I'm doing this as a hobby. I enjoy it, but I have a lot of other projects on the side that I need to work on. So I would probably not immediately jump into a new one unless a very good idea came along.
So on that note, can you tell us about something that you like?
Again, a difficult question for me. You'd say it would be easy. I like a lot of things. I like reading a lot. I love to read about science, history. For a while, I sort of half-jokingly had the epithet under my bio saying that I was a polymath. It was sort of half-joking. But yes, I read very broadly. I enjoy a lot of topics. There's almost no topic I don't like to get into and talk about. Either I could talk about it expertly, or I am happy to listen and get other people's expertise. I like a lot of things. I like working on video projects. I haven't really published much of those, but I like working with video and film. I love to write. I do Aikido, which is maybe a connection to Japan for you, but I've been practicing that for about 19 years. I could go on, but yeah, I like a diverse range of things.
Very interesting. How did you get into Aikido?
I was interested in Oriental philosophy as a teenager, and I very much got into Taoism, which is something I'm still very much into. And I was having trouble with Taoism because it's a very abstract philosophy initially, and it's very difficult to get a grip. Well, how do I apply these concepts, you know, to an actual life, to actual situations? And I've always been interested in martial arts. I mean, I did karate before and kung fu and a few other things. And I was looking around for something that expressed those ideas a bit better. And well, then you very quickly come to Aikido, because it's a martial art that deals with harmony and unity of movement between people. And that's been quite the adventure, quite the journey moving forward on that front. So I teach now as well. It keeps me busy.
Have you participated in many tournaments?
No, I mean, there is one form of Aikido that does tournaments, but generally Aikido does not have any competitions. So it sort of goes against the idea of harmony and other things. So we don't really spar against each other very much. But I have attended various seminars, other groups in the States, here, Ireland, England. I'd like to come to Japan sometime, but I haven't made that trip yet.
Well, if you do make the trip, let me know, and perhaps we can grab a coffee.
I'd love that.
Okay, well, on that note, I think this is a good opportunity for us to come to the final part of our show, and this is where we get to recommend three people who we enjoy communicating with. So, could you share with us three people who you recommend and why you recommend them?
Again, a tough question. I've been thinking about that very hard because I knew it was coming. I decided, like a few other people before me, not to name people that have already been named. And I'm trying to go for some people that may be a little niche here and there, or at least don't get named as often in these things. The first person I was thinking of is UK Haiku, Dave Marshall. He's a tech guy, software programmer. I think he just recently went freelance. And it's just a very nice guy in the vein of what I've been saying before, that I enjoy conversation, banter, nice people to talk to. UK Haiku is just a very friendly guy, very helpful, interested in haikus. So he likes to write haikus and has done so in the past on ADN. And is just a fun conversationalist, somebody very thoughtful that is fun to talk to. So that'd be my first recommendation. Secondly, Shauna Lutz. She's pretty well known, I think, on ADN. Again, somebody who's a great conversationalist, a very lovely person, helpful. She helped her husband Ronnie set up the ADN gift hashtag some time ago, which was a great initiative to help each other out, gifting applications, ADN-related applications to each other, and got quite a bit of traction, which was impressive. Some great ideas to help. The idea, I think, initially was to help support developers a bit more in their efforts to stay viable on ADN. So she's a great person, a lot of fun to talk to. And my third recommendation would be Thelma Bolin. She has, I think, a podcast of her own, a 4-minute podcast that she was doing for a while via Blims on ADN. Again, just a very nice person to talk to. Very enthusiastic, talks about a lot of different topics, and I can highly recommend talking to her and also listening to her material. She's got a great voice, great radio voice as well. I think she's been a radio host in various places, so interesting person.
All right, well, thank you very much for those recommendations, and I'd like to thank you again for being my guest today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This concludes the 27th episode of Discover ADN. Once again, I would like to thank Sekit for taking the time to chat with me. Show notes for today's episode can be found online at discoveradn.10centuries.com. That's the number 10centuries.com. And I would also like to thank our sponsor for this episode, Firesides. Have a nice day!